Today's listener essay is by Brett Berry.
Recently, a friend in New Mexico posted a Facebook status that caught my attention. It read, "This morning I went through the drive-thru at Starbucks. When I got to the window to pay, I was told that the car before me had paid for my coffee, as did the five cars before us." Well, the post must have struck a chord because it soon garnered more than 50 likes and comments. One response read, "Love that. So nice to be reminded that there's good out there." Another one pondered, "Is that paying it forward or paying it backwards?" And another commentator joked, "Let me know what time and which Starbucks tomorrow so I can be right behind you and see what happens." When my friend asked her cashier if this happens often, she was told that it's not uncommon, just that the chain of participants had never been this long, 6 cars and counting. And so my friend paid for the car behind her and continued the goodwill. I began thinking about this notion of paying it backwards. Is it a New Mexico phenomenon, or does it happen in New York, where I live? Does Starbucks have the lock on it, or are Dunkin' Donuts devotees just as generous? Somehow I doubt customers at Taco Bell are paying for someone else's bean burrito, but I could be wrong about that. And who's the guy or gal that starts the whole thing anyway? And do they have any idea, I wonder, that their act of kindness propagates well beyond the car directly behind them? And how do you know the driver behind you isn't some jerk who won't appreciate the gesture? Should that even matter? I can remember riding in the back seat of my parents' car years ago when an aggressive driver behind us was aggravated, for whatever reason, with my father's driving. As we approached the toll plaza, Dad paid for this car behind us. Not at all as a means of apology, more as a fun way to diffuse the irritability of a fellow driver. So often, road rage begets road rage that, well, responding with kindness seemed like a radical idea to me, and I enjoyed imagining how this simple act might have transformed the mood in the car behind us. So what inspires a coffee lover to pick up the cost of a stranger's order? I wonder if these small-scale benefactors act routinely, or is it occasional and random benevolence? Pulling into my own Starbucks drive-thru the other day, I thought I'd give it a try. I ordered myself a tall, black coffee and drove to the pickup window. In my rear view, a middle-aged woman pulled up behind me, placed her order, then rifled through her wallet for cash, needlessly, I mused, since I'd be picking up the tab. And so I told the cashier my intentions and handed her $5 to cover both coffees. She asked, "Do you know her, or is it a random act of kindness?" I told her it was the latter, and she said, "That's awesome." I didn't catch the reaction of the woman behind me, because sticking around for recognition would have certainly defeated the purpose. So I drove off, coffee in hand, feeling an even greater lift than caffeine alone would provide.
Brett Berry is a Hudson Valley audio producer and voiceover actor. His website is silverhollowaudio.com. He drives a blue Toyota Prius, so if you happen to see him at the drive-thru, well, you know what to do. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.